There's going to be two sorts of people watching or listening to this episode. The first person is going to be surprised when I mention using Pinterest as a way of researching their brand. A lot of people, when they say, look on Pinterest, they're like, what? Don't I only use that for kids' parties and my bedroom decor? No, it is a goldmine of inspiration when it comes to creating your brand. The second person has gone to have tried to use Pinterest, but is feeling really overwhelmed with that process. I'm going to be helping both of you in this episode today because Pinterest and finding inspiration for your brand is going to play a huge role in how clear you feel about creating graphics and branding. Because if you don't feel clear around the way that your branding and graphics should look, chances are that every graphic you put out there for your business is either going to take you forever to do, is not going to get done at all because it feels overwhelming, or is going to be quite haphazard and different every time because you don't have a huge amount of clarity, or it's just going to feel really boring. I'm going to take you into the second part of my build brand method today and help you know how to pin strategically and find the right inspiration to unlock your brand aesthetic. And make sure you hang around to the end because I'm going to share with you an AI tool that's going to help to spark even more creativity for you. Let's dive in. Welcome to Seriously in Business, the podcast for all things branding, design, marketing, and business strategy for your small business. I'm your host, Jackie Naunton, pro graphic designer and coach at White Deer Graphic Design. This podcast is for small business owners who love to have fun and take their business seriously. We'll be diving into DIY graphic design and the crucial role that it plays in building a successful business, business that is not only your passion, but is taken seriously by the world. You'll also learn key branding insights from yours truly, as well as gleaning marketing, strategy, and business advice from guest industry experts. I've supported hundreds, if not thousands, of women over the last 10 years to transform their brand and design, and in doing so, helping them to build successful and sustainable businesses while living the life they love. And today, I get to help you do the same. Join us every week for a new episode to fuel you with inspiration, equip you to thrive, and to get you looking seriously in business. Let's dive in. So welcome to part two in working out what your brand should look like and how you can create a brand all by yourself for your business to help you design incredible graphics and grow your business. Because design isn't just about looking pretty. Design is about strategically growing your business through communicating through the eye. Communicating what you're about, who you're for, how professional you are, what your price point is, all through a graphic. And it means that you're attracting the right people and getting them to stay and trust you. And if we haven't met before, hi, my name is Jackie and I am a graphic designer who loves teaching business owners all of this stuff because I so believe that you as a business owner need to have these skills so you can make the right decisions for your brand because you know your business best. It's just that you don't know the strategy behind design and I want to teach you how to do that in this series. Now, if you haven't listened to part one, I highly recommend going back and doing that. It's a really quick episode just talking about your brand base, because in this series I'm talking about my build brand method. That is a series of five different sections and five different steps of what your branding needs to look like, how to create a really robust brand. And if we miss a step, we're going to have trouble completing the next step afterwards, and it's going to mean your branding has holes in it, and I do not want your branding to have holes in it. So this brand base is literally your brand base. It means everything else that we're building on top of needs to come in here, so making sure that you've listened to that episode as well. So this one we're going to go into the you in the build brand model, and that's talking about unlocking your aesthetic. This is about putting visual legs on what your brand base should be. And so if you've gone through that first episode and you've worked out what your brand base should be, welcome to the next step. So firstly, Pinterest isn't enough. Pinterest kind of is enough, but the way that you use it probably isn't enough. So I want to step you through how to actually use it well. So let's go into talking about three mistakes you might be making when you're trying to create a mood board. So let's rewind a second because I need to just remind you why you need something like Pinterest. I think a lot of times business owners, they either go too far in finding inspiration or they don't find enough. And if you don't find inspiration for your branding, you're going to feel really directionless when it comes to actually creating your graphics. You might open up Canva to create your logo and think, just start scrolling through Canvas fonts and thinking, none of these are hitting the mark. I don't even know what to search. I don't know what to find. What's going to even look good? What's going to look good together? I'm so confused. And you get stuck, you put it off and you do it later, or you never do it later, or what you create just doesn't look very good. And so what we need is some visual direction. Even as graphic designers, we don't start from scratch. We don't just look at a blank page and think, what am I going to design today? We find inspiration. We see what other people are doing. We see what other brands are doing. We see what brands are doing in our niche, what brands are doing in different niches. We kind of see what different colors are working well together, what different fonts are common at the moment, because things that are common at the moment are things your audience is going to love. I've done a whole episode talking about trends and whether you should follow them or not. So make sure you hit that up if you're feeling confused about if you should follow trends or not. But Pinterest and using that is a great way to find inspiration. So if you are unaware, Pinterest is pretty much just like a glorified Google image search. It's where you can go and type in search terms and it's going to bring up a ton of different images. And the benefit of using something like Pinterest rather than using something like Google is the images you usually get inside Pinterest are higher quality and more specific, I find, compared to a Google search. Not to say you can't use Google, but I find Pinterest easy. Another way that Pinterest is helpful is that you can create what's called a board. And so you can pretty much pin two boards It's like an old-fashioned pin board, all of your different ideas. So what you're going to do is pretty much create a whole Pinterest board full of inspiration that you can look at when designing your brand, which will come in our next step of that build brand method pyramid. And so now I want to talk to you some three mistakes you might be making when you create and try to find your brand inspiration on Pinterest. The first mistake I see my students making all the time is to choose only vibe images. Now, vibe images are great. It's like choosing a photo that's like got this beautiful sunset because you're like, I want people to feel really calm and inspired when they work with me. Beautiful. Pin it. Don't just pin that. I'm talking about choosing like a great photography image. Again, fine, pin it, but it's not exactly what we need. I'm talking about choosing like a really great interior design image. Again, great, but not exactly what we need. The vibe images are fine, but you're going to find if you just pin vibe images, you're going to get stuck. What you need to do instead is find images that are actually more design related, because then you can get design tips from them. Say, for example, you can choose a font and you're like, oh, I want to choose a font similar to that for my brand, or a color palette, or a full graphic. Some search terms I love to teach my students are literally just font paired with an adjective, so feminine font or bold font. Similarly, you want color palette is a great search term. Again, bold color palette, feminine color palette, beachy color palette, color words in there. I'm going to teach you more about that soon. Or even phrases like graphic design or social media, again, paired with an adjective. And that leads me to my second mistake. That's where you pin and you find graphics that are actually quite similar to just what you like. You're like, oh, I love purple things. I'm just going to find purple things. Or I like zebras. I'm just going to find zebras. I like purple and zebras. That's clearly why I thought of those. And you find just aesthetics that you really like, which is fine. If you watch the first episode in this series, you'll understand that you're allowed to find things that you like. But often people do this and they just do that. They forget to find things that their audience is going to like and what their business really needs. And so that's where you need to refer to the WOW brand model that I shared in the first episode. Go back and watch it if you haven't already, where I tell you that you need to base your branding on your who, your target audience, your O, your originality about what you like, and what your business's why is, what your brand needs to feel, what kind of price point it is, what vibe it needs to give off. And then you can search terms to do with all of these things. So you can use the five key brand words that I mentioned finding in that first episode for your brand why, and use those as descriptors when you're searching on Pinterest. Similarly, if you know that your target audience is mostly females, you might search feminine branding. And so not just finding things that you like on Pinterest, but finding what suits your WOW brand model. And the third mistake I find people do is they see something really great on Pinterest and they copy it exactly. They might see this perfect brand that's like got these exact colors and these exact fonts and this exact layer, and they just make that but with their own brand. Firstly, it's actually tricky to do that because unless you have similar kind of words, and things don't usually look quite so good. And secondly, it's plagiarism. Let's not do that. We can be inspired. We can usually grab a color palette and maybe some fonts from over here and in some layouts from over here and bring everything together. You don't want to copy layouts too much. You might want to grab, you're like, I really like that's got curved text, or I really like that logo icon has a picture of a flower. You might bring different ideas together, but please don't ever copy one particular idea, because that's not being unique. It means that your branding is going to look like someone else, and it means that you're stealing what their IP is. So don't go doing that. But finding inspiration from different places and bringing it all together in your brand, that's where the magic happens. Then once you've started pinning, you're going to want to see if you can find some visual patterns. See if you can see, oh, actually, I really liked some things that were purple, and I know that my audience really likes purple, and purple really does represent some of the things I want my brand to feel, and begin to think, what are some patterns I can see? So your patterns might be in that kind of aspect, or your patterns might be you're just pinning a lot of things. You just pin. Honestly, do go to town pinning. Pin as much as you want to do, because that's going to give you a bigger visual to look at and think, all right, zoom out and think, are there any patterns here? Can I see, oh, actually, I've pinned a lot of things that were blue. I can see that when I was looking for things my target audience would like, they were all blue. And when I was looking at things that I looked like liked, there was a lot of blue things there too. And I know that my branding wants to feel calm, so the blue might represent that there. Or you might have searched things like calm graphic design, and you can see there's a lot of blue there. And so you might just look at your branding, all the things you've pinned, and think, there are some patterns here. See if you can look out for patterns. Patterns in colors, patterns in the type of fonts, patterns in the type of general designs. And doing these things is going to help you to form a really robust brand mood board that you can then use in our next step in the build brand model to help you to make decisions around your branding, to make decisions around your fonts, to make decisions around your colors, to make decisions around your brand elements, which I'll speak to you all in that episode. Before I finish, I'm about to share with you the AI tools that can help you in this process. But before I do, I want to invite you to something really important. I'm running a free masterclass called Design Tools to Get You to 100K Online that's going to help you to stop overthinking your visuals and to start designing with a purpose. Even if you're not a designer, you're going to see examples of how to actually do these things, how to create a brand that actually reflects your level of expertise, your audience, your self. I'm going to help you do that in that masterclass. So make sure you head to whitedeer.com.au/design masterclass. There'll be links everywhere you would look. And in there, you can just sign up for free and get your hands on that masterclass. Because we need your branding to attract the right audience every single time. Your branding to tell your audience, I'm professional, you can trust me, and I want to help you to do that. So make sure you head to whitedeer.com.au/design masterclass and you can jump in there. Also, just so we know, it's white deer. Sorry, white the color, animaldeer.com.au, and you'll be able to get all of the details to sign up there. Again, totally free, hour session with me, and it's going to be needle moving in your business and create so much clarity for you. And so now for that AI tool to help to spark inspiration. What I want you to do is jump into your platform of choice, your AI platform of choice. So for me, it's ChatGPT. And I want you to think through that brand base. So if you've thought through some words that represent your brand, so say, for example, you thought through, I want my brand to feel whimsical and playful and inspiring and feminine and eclectic, pop those words into ChatGPT and say, I want my brand to feel like these things. What are some colors you might recommend? What type of font do you suggest for me? And give it those keywords. You might even want to give it some more context around what you do or who your audience is. And you might even want to ask these questions separately. You might want to put those five words in and say, give me a color palette and fonts to do with this brand, this kind of brand. And then you might want to ask it again, similar question, but this is my target audience. What kind of graphics might they like? And I don't want you to think, oh, ChatGPT said this, so I must do it. Again, just treat it as if it's like one of your pins, one of your pieces of inspiration you might choose to use. And then see again, is there any overlap between your key brand words and what colors and fonts that spits out? Or when you search your target audience and what colors and fonts ChatGPT thinks they might like, and see if there's any overlap there, and you might be able to use that to start inspiring your brand look. And we're going to go into that more to help you put this together, put those colors together, put those fonts together for the third step to make sure that your branding can attract the right people, look professional, and make sure that you are saving so much time when you actually get to designing because you have all of the building blocks to design well. If you haven't already, make sure you hit like if you enjoyed this episode and want to see more like this, and hit subscribe if you want more help on branding and design, Canva, and making sure that your business can be as successful as possible. And if you're listening on the podcast, please chuck me a review to help more people find my podcast. Thanks for joining me, and I will see you for the next episode. Bye. Well, that is not the end. If you'd like to keep hanging out, join me over on Instagram at whitedeergd, and you can see all sorts of tips, updates, and more there. Or you can head to my website at whitedeer.com.au for more. See you next week.